We are now talking to Lanita Rininui because, let me get my notes here. Something fantastic is happening. I've lost my notes here, but I'm sure that Lanita is going to forgive me. Plans for a kōrereo for screen practitioners. Wow, that's a bit late in coming. Thanks very much to Lanita from Ngā Āho Whakaari. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Morena.
Yes. So, a kōrereo for screen practitioners. Wow, I'm surprised that there hasn't been one before.
There have been of sorts. There have been kura whakaraora that have happened through whakaata Māori, but for Ngā Āho Whakaari and looking ahead, it's part of a bigger strategy in looking at reo and tikanga and screen, coming off the back of a few different things. The kura reo is part of a three-part phase, I suppose. Next week we're actually having a hui, a tūtohu whenua hui, which looks more into the tikanga of industry in making our films at sites of significance and around Aotearoa, and really looking at having a wānanga around how we can better, as an industry, work with mana whenua and councils and all those things so that we can implore permission before permit as a consideration, or even just give people more awareness on those things so that it saves them once they get into production having to fix up things that they should have thought of.
I'm thinking, you know, in recent times, the Jason Momoa filming, the production that was to have taken place up north became unstuck because the engagement protocols around certain hapū around the area wasn't adhered to. Is this the kind of thing that you're wanting to minimise that the risk around those kinds of issues that took place? What happened in that particular instance?
Yeah, well, that's one example, but that's a complicated layer of various things which are actually reflected across a lot of kaupapa in the industry in general. And that's a good example of international productions that come in and may not be aware of unique things that happen in Aotearoa and the particular kaupapa of mana whenua here that may not be anywhere else. There's no real adherence to understanding or having any awareness on how to move forward in those types of protocols. And even though Ngā Āho Whakaari has the brown book, and that is part of our funding institutions in terms of resources, there needs to be more awareness around that. There's new people coming in, there's new generations now, and so Āho Whakaari is coming through with holding this wānanga on Tuesday as a beginning. So really, you have to re-educate, you have to bring the awareness back because there's always new people coming in. And it sounds like things that people already know, and many of us do, but the permission before permit kaupapa is a big one, not just for us here in Aotearoa, but actually for Indigenous communities around the world. And it's a big topic of conversation across all areas.
Hmm. I remember a situation that happened quite some time ago when Tainui Stevens was working on the production in Hoanganui. I laugh about it now. I don't know whether I should be. That might be very inappropriate. But remember one of the whānau members down there put a utu in the newspaper?
Yes, and these are the types of things that happen that people may not be aware about, and you never know wherever you go. There's also what people also need to realise is there's not one rule for all. Just because you may speak to one Māori who may know something, you really have to understand whereabouts are you going in Aotearoa, because the different regions and the different iwi and the different hapu have different tikanga and requirements about how to engage and how to build that relationship in order to actually keep you safe if you're coming into their ohe. Because there's things, as even Aotearoa, like New Zealanders don't know about their own whenua of places that they live and places that they venture to. So in terms of the film industry, we're looking at trying to make things safer, to be honest. But it goes right back to having to look at how are people coming in, what are they getting when they come in, what are they needing to know and what is the industry doing about that to support that? And at the end of the day, you know, if we go into the economics of it, we all want internationals to come and spend their money here and film here and all those types of things. But I would say that it may end up costing them more having to deal with the problem ends rather than working it out at the start and finding a more efficient way to flow through by having better relationships with mana whenua.
So I guess then that this wānanga is for not us.
It's mostly for the industry because we have to get it right there.
Well, which bit of the industry? That they not us. You know, when I'm saying not us, Māori, because we have more of an idea and understanding, although, albeit that, you know, we can still get it very wrong and we might not be on point, but we do have an understanding of a process that needs to be followed. It's the others. It's the wānanga for the others.
It's a wānanga for both because we have to understand there are also Māori coming into the industry that aren't au fait with how to incorporate tikanga into the industry side, but they may be on a kaupapa because they're Māori and then expected to know these things. So in the high turnover of the industry where it's on average 2 years turnover for kaimahi that come in and out, we also have to take care of our younger kaimahi that are coming in who may end up on productions and because of their knowledge of tikanga Māori may feel like they're obliged to conduct avenues of this that they are not. So it's for all of us of how we protect not only our own people in this industry but also and particularly to others coming in so that everyone is trying to move forward at the same time, but at least everyone's got some awareness.
Yeah, so, you know, you turn up and then next minute you're the tohunga and you become all things Māori. I guess that's what you're saying, eh? Because that happens a lot. What about a cost? Is there a cost for others? And I'm saying, you know, and I'm being blatantly obvious here. There's us and then there's them. So what is the cost to them in wanting to access the mātauranga that you have and that we have there? You know, there has to be some kind of payment. And what does that
Correct.
Look like?
Correct. And that's another thing that's part of this kaupapa. So Ngā Aho Whakaari has been advocating around that, and we've held hui, particularly earlier this year, with an international production to talk about, you know, from an international perspective, what does that look like? We know what it looks like from our perspective. But at the end of the day, it is a row and a column and a budget. That's what it is, and it's also imploring a particular roles to take care of that and not leaning on the Māori in productions to do that part because that's not what they were employed for, but because they end up being that person because they're the only ones with the knowledge. So in the two-way education that we have to do with everyone, it's also Māori saying no, that's in the first instance, to take care of ourselves, but secondly, it's then advocating to the industry to go, if you want to be taken care of in this way, in the same way that the industry now has the health and safety row and column, and it's going to be putting in a sustainability column into the New Zealand Screen Production Grant, then you must also include one to take care of mātauranga Māori, kaitiakitanga Māori, all of those types of things too. That's a bigger fight to have at a advocacy that's still continuing, but that's what it comes down to economically. You have to be included in the row and the column of the budget.
Yes, absolutely, totally get that, and that's fantastic. Talking about budgets and fundings, applications are open for Mera Tamita 2024 Fellowship. What is this, and how do people apply?
That one closes on Monday, so it's the annual fellowship in honour of the late Māori filmmaker Mera Tamita, and it was created for Indigenous women identified artists who are poised to direct their first feature film. And so previously, Briar Grace Smith and Ainsley Gardner received that scholarship in 2019 in their development for the film Cousins. So it is international, and there have been various Indigenous wahine across the time of the scholarship, but that one closes on Monday. So that one's for people who have got a feature film in development.
And then finally, producers have been encouraged to apply for support to attend Screen Producers SPARDA conference in November. SPARDA's been around for a while. SPARDA doesn't do anything for us. Why should we go?
You know, it's always good to be in the spaces, in all spaces, so that you can hear what is being said. And I know that there's many Māori producers out there who are busy doing the do and not necessarily able to go to things like that. This is the opportunity to go and be in those spaces that aren't necessarily talking about kaupapa Māori in the way that we do at Aho Whakaari, but it's good to be in those spaces and understand what else is being said. So that's why I'll be going to that one. But apart from that, Māori producers are really busy at the moment, and international. We've got three massive kaupapa next week. That's Imaginative Film Festival, the biggest Indigenous one happening in Toronto, Canada. We've got a few people going over there, and Aho supporting the screening of Muru over there. We've also got South by Southwest, which is a conference happening in Sydney, and Te Māngai Pāho and Creative New Zealand are supporting some creatives to go to that. That's an innovative and disruptive type of kaupapa in the industries of tech and innovation and games and music and screen. And then I'm going to MIPCOM, which is the biggest TV and entertainment summit in Cairns, just to look at that space. But also across all of it, AI is big on the cards. And if we come off the latest protests that have been happening in America, that's also about AI and retaining your rights to your image, and also protecting yourselves about not being ripped off by what AI can do, and protecting your IP.
And just finally, Rotorua Indigenous Film Festival, that's coming up.
Yes, 24th to 26th of November. Aho Whakaari is premiering our Aho Shorts program down there. But that's in its third year, and that is always an awesome local film festival with a mix of Indigenous, international as well. And Manaakitanga is at the Top Te Arawa. They always go 100%, so looking forward to that. And everyone should get along if they can.
Thank you so very much for joining us, Ms. Lanita. Always wonderful to kōrerorua with you. Thank you so very much for the advocating you do for our whānau in the screen sector.
Yes, it's the whānau ki toa. Go hard and go global.
And don't forget to vote on the 14th, if not before.
Vote, vote, vote. That's all I've got to say. If you're not voting, don't moan.
Thank you again so very much for joining us. That's Lanita Rerinui from